Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in. Here we are on August 24th, 2 days in a row that we are doing a daily editorial. Lance, you are the instigator. Jim and I are committed to doing a daily editorial every single day. The news that's coming out is certainly worth discussing. Not saying it's right or not saying it's wrong, although I think there is a lot of fake news out there, but you guys know about that. Anyway, having said that, we addressed 155 comments yesterday. I was up until midnight. I love talking to you guys, even in this kind of offhanded manner, because you are helping me become more informed. And you are certainly, Lance is a perfect example of somebody who appreciates the other side of the story. His wife, he says, is glued to, CNN, MSNBC, etc. And that's fine. My comment about that, and I think that Jim would agree with me, I would ask him point blank. I think you really have to know, and I'm going to be very crass when I say this, I think you have to know both sides of the story. And if CNN gives another side of the story, which it does, I think that we have to be aware of it. Jimmy, comments on that?
You know, typically I'd say that's good to get both both views. The problem with CNN and the problem with much of the mainstream corporate media is it's really not about providing information. It's about shaping a message. And that message is in total support of the agenda that's inside the, you know, policymakers in Washington, D.C. right now and in corporate boards around the world. So I don't trust them. Listening to what they say is important to understand because you want to know what you know, bad people are doing and trying to say. But it's not valuable to listen to lies. And to, I mean, let's face it. This administration has come out publicly and lied to people.
Yes,
and
they
the media
have.
Is not it, calling it out. And I mean, straight up, flat out, as Biden spoke 2 days ago, he absolutely everything he said and every question he answered was wrong. And actually either intentionally or incompetently. In either way, the media is not holding him accountable for it. And in some cases, CBS News, MSNBC, and in some cases, some of the pundits on CNN are actually supporting those lies. Yeah. That's not objectivity. That is corruption and propaganda.
Well, they're doing the best they can to shape the country in the way that they want it to go. It certainly is not the way that I want it to go, and it's certainly not the way that anybody on our blog wants it to go. And I know that I have to say, Indiana, I'm going to start calling you Indiana Jerry. Indiana Jones was probably one of my favorite movie characters. So you are now Indiana Jerry. Not sure what I'm going to call Tony, but we'll see. You made a comment yesterday, Indiana Jerry, that Big Al is simply Big Al. I have no idea what you meant by that, and I would really like you to elaborate. Not that I'm paranoid, but I'm paranoid from people who live in Indiana because all they care about is basketball. Anyway, having said that, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek comment there.
Let's talk about the latest events right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Afghanistan. So the Taliban is dictating all terms to the United States, and the
right.
Biden administration is bowing to them.
That's
so the
right.
Latest reporting is that the director of the CIA has actually met with Burns, has actually met with the Taliban in a secret meeting in Kabul. And in that meeting, the Taliban said, "We're not going to extend the deadline. You got to be out." And the Biden administration said, "Okay, we're going to be out."
That's right.
This is insane. The world's probably most dangerous and coordinated and now funded and weaponized terrorist organization is now dictating terms to the United States, and people are just standing back and saying, "Yes, that'll be the case." The UK, Germany, France, Italy are turning to Russia and China to help with stability in Afghanistan because of the failures of the Biden administration.
Well, what I think is interesting is one of our listeners, basically one of the better ones, not one of the better ones, I can't say that, basically posted a video yesterday of a reporter grilling the representative from the White House. She got very, very angry. She all but came out and called him a liar when he said, hey, you keep extending deadlines, you keep doing this, you keep doing that. When are you going to get our people out of there? And all this woman could say very angrily is, we are contacting every single American who we can, who is in Afghanistan right now, and we are making arrangements to get them all in total out. I don't see that happening. I mean, I hate to say this about Jimmy Carter, but remember the situation in Iran? I mean, that was a big failure on the part of the Carter administration. And I'll tell you, I think Carter, Jimmy Carter, and Roslin are decent human beings, but I think that he realized the severity of the problem of getting the hostages out of Iran and tried his best but couldn't do it. I wish the current executive office would simply think about the people in Afghanistan and admit that it's very difficult to get them out right now. It ain't happening, at least as of this morning, August 24th, morning on the West Coast. It's not happening in an organized manner. What's going on, Jimmy?
It's total chaos because of they absolutely look. There's two issues here. One, complete incompetence by this administration in planning for an evacuation. And when you hear Joe Biden and Secretary of State Blinken and Kamala Harris and Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, all say that the Taliban, they knew within 60, 90 or 120 days that the Taliban was going to take over, then what the heck were they doing without planning for contingencies to take out 10 to 15,000 American citizens?
I don't know.
Early. And they're complaining, well, it was went too fast. Well, if it went too fast, you needed to be prepared for it. And I'll tell you, so there's two issues. One, it's either they're incompetent, or two, this was planned. And if this was planned, it's because there's some other secret behind the scenes deal that Blinken and Austin and Biden administration did with either China or Pakistan or Iran in order to sell out the Afghani people and to move out. And I'll tell you, to give this equipment and to allow this to continue on, absolutely a tremendous failure. And I don't want to hear anybody say this was Trump's fault. I got an argument on a talk radio show yesterday with some idiot that called in and said this is all Trump's plan because he negotiated with the Taliban. Trump is the guy that blasted into Syria after they crossed a red line, at least, you know, according to whatever information was out there on chemical weapons. He's the guy that after Obama let the ISIS JV team become the size of Texas with $2 billion a year, went in a year and wiped them out. He's the guy that went in and killed Soleimani. He's the guy that stood up and got American hostages out from places all over the world. There's no way he would allow the Americans to be at risk there, though he definitely,
no, I agree.
From the time
I agree.
He came into office, he wanted to get out of Afghanistan. He just couldn't do it because of the circumstances on the ground and was willing to listen. This administration either sold out America, sold out Americans, or they're absolutely incompetent.
Well, I got to tell you, I think they're somewhat incompetent, but that's just based on my knowledge of what's going on. And thank God for the Constitution that you and I, Jimmy, have freedom of speech. I want to say one thing about this, though, and that is, I think the solution, and I mentioned this in numerous comments last night, I think I addressed virtually every comment, but I mentioned that I think the solution in the Middle East is going to be Israel. They're not going to put up with it. The Taliban screws with Israel about one time and they're dead. And that's the way that, unfortunately, I believe that we have to be. What are your comments on that opinion, Jim?
Well, if they do, but I don't think directly that the Taliban are going to deal with Israel. It's a long way between Iran and Afghanistan and Iraq and Lebanon to get to Israel. They don't need to do that. But here's the bigger problem that people need to understand. The Taliban have already made arrangements with the Haqqani network, an al-Qaeda related or a terrorist group operating out of Pakistan. Yep. They've already made agreements with ISIS Khorasan Group. They've already made agreements with remnants of Al-Qaeda to continue operating and functioning. So what's going to happen is they're going to use the same basing, the facilities, the equipment, the technology, and the money that they're gaining from both drug sales from the opium market, as well as the this incredible amount of resources that they have now from U.S. and probably foreign countries that are going to dump more money in for humanitarian needs. They're going to use that to fund and support global terrorist networks in order to achieve their political ends and their religious ends. And that is the destruction of the Western world. These people in Washington are absolutely corrupt and idiotic.
And that's the opinion of Jim McKinney, and I'm going in that direction. I want to say one thing, Jim. I want to get your approval on this. I want to cut this right now. We've been talking about 10 minutes and 30 seconds. I think it's been very valuable. If anything happens between now and the end of the day, I'm going to plan on coming back this afternoon. This is a very volatile situation, and I think we need to be open to doing a couple of these a day. Does that work for you, sir?
We'll try. Yeah,
we'll do what we can. Okay, Lance, thanks for your support. Indiana, thanks for your support. Tony, thank you to everybody.